5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Science Us.
We did it.
We did it. Another episode has been made in our radically sporadic release structure of episodes. We like to keep you guys guessing. We're not like other successful serial shows.
No, we're like one of those more unsuccessful.
Where it's like, when is another episode going to come out? Whenever you want. Think of us like the Strong Bad emails of podcasts.
You know how your favorite thing about a bag of chips is opening it and then sometimes having one chip in there, sometimes having a dozen chips? That's what our podcast
that's
is
weak.
Like.
That analogy was weak.
No, because, okay, the idea with the analogy was you don't want that in your bag of chips.
You don't want anything in your bag of chips other than chips.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe some air.
Well, you'd be disappointed.
Like if it was
saying.
Just chips. Like, imagine if it was just like compressed chips in the exact shape of the bag. Like, you know, when you open like a Macintosh taffy.
Do you mean like?
And it's in the shape of the wrapper.
Of the, yeah, like even though some of the wrinkles are still are
yeah,
present
yeah,
in
it's
the taffy.
All, everything. It's like that weird candy that you get at Halloween.
Would that be like? Now, when you say that, do you mean that the chips, like, is it one solid chunk of chip meat?
No, it's like a particle board of chip. Like, it's chips have been crushed and then fused back together.
So when you open it, it's like opening a bag of sawdust? Like, the whole thing's just a mess? Or is it, like, very structured?
It's like you peel
panels.
The packet. You peel the packet off, and it's just a solid bag of chip.
Then you get a cheese knife. And just shave chipboard off. And
yeah,
eat it.
Or you just like kind of gnaw on it. So many things. anyway, everybody, this is Science Us, the podcast.
And today we're talking about compressed chip formations.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about how our analogies like to just really let loose. For those of you that do not know, my name is Ivan Decker, and with me is...
Peter Carlone.
And this week, I am sciencing Peter...
It's my turn.
...about...
To be scienced.
We're just going to generally go through the periodic table. And today's episode is about lead.
Woo!
Just in general... all of some crazy things you may not have known about lead and how much lead was an influence on the world and how it sort of changed a lot of things. Like, did you know that lead is considered to be responsible for the fall of the Roman Empire? All that and more coming up
now. You heard it here first. Lead killed Caesar.
Well, numerous, and also, like, many medieval societies as well. Because the thing about lead is it makes you crazy. It's really bad for your body. It's quite a mysterious element. It's also an interesting element because it's kind of the last stop on the train for radioactivity. So for those of you who don't...
It's the last radioactive thing?
Yeah, like, when something is radioactive... Your uraniums, your plutoniums, your thoriums, your einsteiniums, your franciums, your eulubdenums.
Okay, now you're just listing off things that you know.
Any element with a natural volatility, when something is radioactive, just to kind of get real simplistic here, if something is radioactive, what that means is that it is breaking down. It's decaying, so it's shooting off little bits of itself. Little protons and neutrons are coming out of the nucleus of its atom, and electrons too. They're leaving also.
they come and go. They do whatever they want.
Yeah, they're a little bit different. We don't want to. That's a whole quantum leap bag of worms. We don't necessarily need to open bag of worms.
Is it a? I like that it is a quantum leap bag of worms. So it's like a time-traveling bag full of worms.
It's you a bag of worms that just goes from one place to another instantly. There's
you
no travel time.
You do not
time.
Want to touch it, is what you're getting at.
Because it's like, this is what happens with a quantum leap bag of worms. You open it, and within an instant, all the worms are just in your mouth. They're just in your mouth. You're like, ah, gross! Why did I open this bag of worms?
Why did I open this quantum leap bag of worms?
The worms take a quantum leap into your mouth, and some of them go in your ears. Anyway, it is when something's radioactive, pieces of it are breaking off. And what happens is when elements lose little bits of themselves, they become other elements. As you guys may know, hydrogen is sort of the most simple element. It's one proton with an electron going around it. It's a very basic atom, and it is sort of the building block of everything else. Now,
right.
Just because you bring that atom close to other hydrogen atoms, it doesn't necessarily make helium or make other things that are the result of two and two. Like, they all have their natural repulsiveness. And
sure.
So all the other elements in the universe exist because in the beginning of the universe, after the Big Bang, there was just hydrogen and some helium. There were protons, neutrons, and electrons, but they weren't very well put together. The only way that those things can fuse is in the center of stars. So at the beginning of the universe, it was just stars burning, and as they burn down in the middle, stars are basically element factories.
Okay.
So all the elements that have formed in the center of stars. And then once those stars exploded, when they finished their burn, and they explode, then they cast out the carbons and the more complicated elements into the universe, which then form together to make planets and us and dogs and worms.
My simplest and bags of worms. My simplistic view of that is like you've got this one star and it's just like burning down, burning down, burning down, and then you kind of, it's almost like a, not like a Kinder Surprise, but it's like maybe one of those like Christmas poppers.
Yeah.
Where it's like almost done, almost done. It's like, guess what? I was full of tan.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it
there
is.
There you go, universe. Have a bunch of tan.
There's some tan. Aluminum.
I really hope that stars just make one. They each specialize in one atom and then just blow up.
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the universe, who knows? Maybe that is what happened. But in any case,
if I was God and I set up how the rules worked, that's what I would have done.
Now, a lot of elements are radioactive. And what that means when something's radioactive is it is undergoing further changes. So if you look at like gold, which is like an element.
Love looking at it.
Gold or
great looking
quartz,
stuff.
Things in a crystal, like their atoms are just kind of lined up in a certain way, and they only bond in a certain way, and they don't really have a lot of variance.
But we hate them. They suck.
Like carbon's crazy. You can make so many things with carbon. That's why they have like life is all based around carbon.
But, I'm following.
Radioactive elements, their atoms, like I said, they're breaking down, and when those pieces fly off, they form other elements that are of less pieces. Obviously, when the pieces leave, it becomes something else.
Right.
And lead is what everything radioactive will naturally turn into at the end. Once it's done shooting stuff off, it's not radioactive anymore. Atoms all slowly decay and they turn into lead. So everything radioactive has a certain amount of lead in it because the atoms that have undergone their full decay have turned into lead.
Right.
And so that kind of leaves it as a pretty prevalent element in and around the universe because there are so many radioactive elements that all end up as lead eventually anyway.
Okay.
So it exists in the world, and it is very unlike most other metals. It's not close to a lot of other metals on the periodic table. It's in and around a lot of other things that are not metals. And it is interestingly malleable. Like anybody that's ever...
So it's malleable, but in kind of a way that you're interested in.
Yeah.
You can
move
it around, but it's like, ooh.
No, it is very, very malleable. Like it's really bendy. And you can form stuff out of it very easily. So to early humans, it was almost like a precious metal because it was...
Right. It's like a really useful resource.
Yeah, because you could just like really kind of... It makes you feel like a real king. Like if you ever have like a bar of lead. Like I remember, like solder. Solder behaves kind of the same way. Like it's... You can bend it really easy and you feel really strong because you're like, look at this metal. I'm just bending it. it's fine. But the problem with it...
Oh, here we go.
Is lead poisoning.
Right.
Now, everybody's heard of lead poisoning.
You would try to give it to your buddies with those clicky pencils in high school.
Yeah.
In university, you know.
Even though pencils have not contained lead for about 30 years.
I absolutely understand that, but that does not mean that kids still didn't try to like jam it into people's fingers like a syringe.
Yeah.
And then go, now you have lead poisoning.
Lead poisoning.
And the other person's like, don't.
Oh, don't. Noah. Also, lead poisoning, I don't mean that in the, like, gangster terminology of, like, you shoot somebody with a Tommy gun, you're like, he died of lead poisoning, see?
And then the coroner is like, no, he absolutely did not.
No, he died of bullets.
Yeah, he died of lead trauma.
Poisoning him at a high velocity, tearing apart his innards.
See?
You know, like poison.
I love this guy. He's back. I didn't know he killed people.
30s gangster?
30s guy, yeah.
Well, it's lead poisoning, see? Right, so you don't mean sticks.
You don't mean any of the like juvenile or gang related types of lead poisoning. You mean like the very real, very sad one.
For realsies, lead poisoning, which has so many bad, like the amount of negative effects on people from lead is almost innumerable based on the amount of exposure to lead, ranging from insomnia, mild headaches, all the way up to like full on insanity, hallucinations, like jumping out of windows, like just crazy stuff that went on.
And let me guess, the correlation is inverse, right? So it's like if you even look at lead, you just go fully insane.
Yeah, but if you bathe in it, then you'll just like maybe not be able to sleep. No, it's obviously like most poisons, the amount of exposure worsens the effect.
The dose is
and that's
poison.
Because lead interacts with the human body in like a really weird way.
Right.
Like it gets into your cells and it tricks your cells into thinking that they have received a nutrient.
Like this is lead. What I was always wondering is like, what is so bad about lead? So it just shuts your cells down.
Or it causes your cells to die because they think that they've received nutrients. So they take in the lead little molecules and atoms and they just basically shut your cell down and the cells will just die. Also, when lead gets into your bloodstream, if it gets to your brain and gets to neurotransmitters, it actually blocks the signals from your brain. So that's why it can cause like hallucinations and crazy stuff like that. But in minor doses, and this is the thing, is like we live in a society where lead used to be everywhere. It was in paint and it was in gasoline. So what that means is that in major metropolitan areas, there was so much lead being pumped into the air that it was everywhere. It was on everybody. Everybody was breathing it. And the oil companies had tested this, and they knew that the lead was going to be in the atmosphere. But of course, like any corporation involved in financial gain,
yep,
they found one scientist, and they were like, "Hey, can you tell everybody that this is okay, and we'll give you a bunch of money?" And that scientist went, "Yes, I have no soul, and I am evil." So he published a paper saying that it's fine to put lead in gas. It's, again, it's the, like, negligible amount
argument? Yeah.
Of just, like, okay, well, there's not enough to do anything. Yeah. Which is always, like,
yeah,
but it's still really bad.
Yeah, because, and it seems like the simplest of math errors to make, where you're just like, yeah, it pumps out so little. And you're like, okay, fine. Now imagine there's a billion cars doing
it.
Yeah,
now
imagine. Oh, well, yeah, of course, then you've got a problem.
Now imagine 7,000 cars running their engines all
day. Do you think that's why the oil companies today are so quick to use that same tactic for things like climate change and maintaining
their...
Because it worked so well with lead, where they were just like, yeah, we'll just
pay
people.
The big company that uses it is food, FDA.
Uses the argument about lead?
No, about just like small amounts, right?
Oh.
Being like, oh no, yeah, we put this weird ethylene sweetener in this diet product. It's not enough to kill you, though. It's like, oh, every time I eat it, I get a horrible headache and explosive diarrhea.
But you're still alive.
Oh, but look at how sexy you look. And you're not dead immediately.
I mean, that's the same logic that, like, I mean, fast food restaurants kind of adopt that thing, too, where they're like,
yeah, what
they
is the minimum allowable amount of actual food
our food? They're like, they give you the like super delicious, tasty thing, and they're like, it's up to us to not eat too much of it.
Yeah.
Because then they say, well, it's totally fine. You can have one of these.
Yeah.
But you're like, yeah, I know, but I guess the thing we're trying to say, McDonald's, is that people are eating there every day.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we shouldn't do that. Well, we're not going to tell you. That's not our job.
Yeah. It's not our job to tell you to not. Yeah, it's like, you know, tobacco or whatever. It was like,
yeah,
one cigarette at the end of the night is just fine. Helps you sleep. Keeps you slim.
Oh, a pack a day, you say? Oh, you probably shouldn't do that, but we're not going to stop you from being a free American.
Two packs a day. Well, if you've got the money,
yeah,
get on
yeah.
it, Johnny. So
yeah, and that's the thing is like the an oil lobby or even an oil company or any sort of research company that's getting money from an oil company doesn't have like the drug dealer mentality.
Yeah,
they're like, listen, I just sell the drug. Yeah, you can do whatever you want with that meth. I don't recommend smoking it.
Yeah, yeah, it's that's
I just
thing.
Sell it.
It's really to me the saddest part of science. Sort of the 20th right. century has really brought about corporate interests interfering with science. I mean, for the longest time, it was the church. That was kind of the main thing. It was
which we were fine with.
Dogmatic churches or whatever being yeah. like, I don't like what you found out. You're dead. But but now the problem is it's not even so much like science is producing these inconvenient findings for certain people. It's that the inconvenient findings have been known the whole time. And then certain people go, hey, can you change this and say that it's the other thing?
Right.
And they're like, but it's not true. And they're like, just do it. You're a scientist.
Or find out that one weird outlying piece of data that does suggest yeah. what we're suggesting.
It's like it's like a TV commercial. I'm just like having somebody in a lab coat with a thing at the bottom that says actual doctor. And it's like, hi, I'm an actual doctor. I recommend doing this thing. And it's like, that's an actor. That's obviously an actor. You just put a lab coat on a guy. And so it's like, it's really breached everybody's trust
right.
in science. And that's why I think there's so many people kind of going to war with science now in the sense of like, well, we don't really know anything anymore.
Because in part, they are correct. We don't
yeah.
because there's so many people diluting it all with all the bullshit.
But, and it's also the media is highly to blame and the internet because, like, a lot of the arguments out there right now, like the vaccines, climate
right.
change, whatever, right.
right? Yeah.
The media reports on it as though both sides are in equal measure.
Right.
When it's like, no, 40,000 scientists agree that climate change is happening and, like, 100 guys are like, nah. And the media is like, well, both sides have an equal. No, they don't.
Nah. I'd rather that not be the case.
If you boil that down, 40,000 to 100 is basically like an entire village of people agrees. And there's one crazy guy that's like, nope, no, no. And they're like, well, we better allow everybody to have an
I wonder
equal
if that
voice.
Started in the. When would that be? Like the 90s?
Yeah,
when we started telling our kids that like fairness was the most important thing, like ugh. Everybody gets a say.
Oh man,
even the stupid ones, Mom. Even the stupid
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, even the stupid people get to weigh in, and it's like.
And here we are on our podcast weighing in.
Yeah, yeah, we're the dumb ones, and we're weighing in. But I just it's kind of that science lost a lot of its magic. Science used to be it was held in very high regard. It was like these are the minds, these are the thinkers. Yeah. They're answering the questions. They're finding things out.
These
and
are all
just,
the.
It's just so annoying that science is constantly hamstringed by funders or whatever who
yeah.
are just like, you know, oh, no, you can't do that.
Do you think that the internet, probably not the media because, and if you're talking about the media and you mean like newsprint or like the major news corporation,
yeah.
or whatever, like screw those guys. They're on the way out. Like rest in peace,
yeah.
Those news companies. Because
yeah.
by the time the last 80-year-olds die, nobody's going to be tuning in to channel whatever channel news is on.
Yeah.
So what I guess what I'm asking is, do you think the internet will also, like, while it's one of the biggest problems, do you think it'll also become our saving grace, too? Because I'm seeing a lot of people pouncing on each other now and correcting each other.
Yeah, but
like
the problem is, like, there's still not, there still seems to be, because there's so many forums in which people
right.
are arguing.
Yeah.
All the
you have to hunt
idiots
them all down.
Have to do is find a forum in which the majority of people, like, we're not going on the KKK forum. So there's a lot of people on there being
speak
like,
for yourself.
There's probably a lot of people on there being like they're the majority in that
and so they
small
feel right and they feel happy and validated.
Because that's one of the issues with the internet is it has allowed people with crazy ideas to find other people with those crazy ideas and then feel like they're part of something. When it used to be like,
yeah.
if you were the one guy in your town,
that was it.
it was like, oh, I better not be like this because no one else is like this.
And you just, and if you,
this is not okay
if
for
you
society.
Insisted on being like that, then you were just the one that lived like a little further out of town.
Yeah. And it was like, okay, well, then have fun in the woods.
Yeah. And
but
was
now
like,
these,
weird.
All these people that live in the woods are getting the internet and finding each other, banding together.
Oh, no, our woods are becoming connected.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess the optimist in me believes that, like, for instance, one of the internet's most favorite crusades right now is against the anti-vaxxers. Like,
yeah.
The internet loves making fun of those people.
Oh, I know.
And maybe if we can just keep making that popular, like,
yes.
Making fun of stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think bringing comedy into it and just making sure that,
yeah.
that nobody's safe. Because that's the other problem is, like, people are always offended when it's like somebody makes a joke about a thing. And
yeah.
It's like people are like, oh, no. That person made a joke and it made some people feel bad. Boo on you for trying to make people laugh. It's like, nope. No, I don't think that that's the way to go about it.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, that's the thing with anti-vaxxers is it's like, it's such an obvious dumb thing that it's, people are like, it's ludicrous to even argue against it. And yet, for some reason, it's just this
It does
rise.
Persist.
Again, it's the mistrust in science. It's the people who are like, oh, well, we don't, science is now... The problem with science and research is that it's not really regulated in any way. Not that I want it to be, because that's the thing about science. It's free expression. It's asking a question and then finding an answer.
Right.
In certain respects. But then the problem is there's also this science that is, it's not really pure science. It's just a corporation being like, oh, hey, is this pipeline going to damage the economy? Or is it going to damage the environment? Yes. Okay, well, you're all fired. Like that.
Yeah. Well, like what you said, it's not regulated, which is good and bad, because now you have a free market of science where you can just like, okay, which of these seven facts do we need to delete so that the other facts just support what we want?
Yeah, like for the in Isaac Newton's time or whatever, science journals and stuff were only read and passed around by experts. Like you had to have a certain amount of credibility to even write a paper on it. And the problem with all those scientific papers is they're almost written in a language that the layman doesn't understand.
Isn't that why religion used to control everything? Because it was the same thing, that religious ideas and thought and text would only be passed around by the experts,
yes.
like the priests or whatever, and then passed on to the rest of us.
Yeah.
Which is great about science. Back then, it was passed on by the experts to all of us. And
I
we
just
had to
think
be,
that
we
it was...
just had to take it at face value.
Yeah.
But now we all have access to it. Like, we all have access to religion. And
and it's like, and it's even gotten to the point where you can't even trust, like, certain universities, for example. Like, a study will come out from somebody who works at a university, but it's like, it's still, we don't really like it. Other universities haven't really gotten on board with that. And it's just like, it's not properly peer-reviewed anymore, and it's just very weird and convoluted.
A new paper just came out from Harvard.
Harvard. Yeah. Well, nobody even checks sources anyway. Like, that's the other problem with the internet. Is it's just like people publishing these articles, you look at the author, and it's like even this podcast. Like, we have we don't know anything. And yet we can record this and say that we know stuff.
It is funny to be simultaneously like, look, we obviously don't want to be a part of the problem, but just because I don't have a PhD, like, I am part of the problem. So it's kind of funny to be joking about how bad everything is being a part of the problem.
It's very meta. But we're aware of it.
Don't you hate it when people have podcasts with stuff they don't know about, then they just talk about it?
If you're still, I think that was the sound of our last listener leaving as our podcast just folded in on itself and created a feedback loop. It's a
once
black
every,
hole of knowledge.
Once every other week, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, going back to lead, I guess is what we kind of got off on this whole thing, is it was put in a lot of stuff, and it caused a lot of problems. The Roman Empire, for example.
And everybody was fine with it for too long.
They knew, for too long, exactly. Like, the Roman Empire, they knew the dangers of lead, and it didn't matter. They just, like, made pipes out of it, they drank out of lead cups, and they all went crazy. Like, and that's the other thing, is like, people in power, there was so much like, oh, he was taken by evil spirits. That was like when you had when you had poisoning and you were just like going crazy. It was just, they would bring in like a religious person to be like, what's wrong with this person? He's shouting. And it's like, ah, oh, he's probably got demons. It's death's demons in there.
He probably got demons. Give him some more water from that lead cup.
Yeah. And so that was the other thing that was so nuts about it. It was like, these were people in power. These were kings. Who, whatever they say goes, and they're off their rocker. Like, they're just nuts.
Yeah.
And so they're like, I feel like murdering everybody. And they're like, I guess that's what we got to do.
Set everything on fire and somebody get me my fiddle.
Yeah. So, like, all those stories, like, Game of Thrones has the Mad King in it, but that's based on numerous actual Mad Kings in history.
Well, and not to mention just, like, we didn't understand so much, even about just, like, genetic drift or whatever words. Like, we got to keep the blood pure. Like, that's not how blood works. Please stop having sex with your sister.
Yeah. Yeah, the bloodline must remain pure.
Yeah. It's like, you're like, it's not your blood that makes you good at it.
Oh, why don't,
it's the
why doesn't anybody
into.
Have a chin? None of you have chins anymore. Chins are just gone.
What's wrong with the British?
Buck teeth and chins are gone.
What have we done?
Oh, God.
Those were such good chins.
Oh, they were so great. You idiots.
So basically what you're saying is Led did this. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of other stuff that did in the empires as well.
Yeah.
But it led to the fall just because everybody in power was getting so stupid.
People getting crazy. And here's the other thing is Led actually, studies have shown rather recently that Led adds to a propensity for violent behavior. So all of these, like, everybody kind of knows that the post-war, from right after World War II up until around the 90s, kind of in North America and other parts of the industrial world, during the Industrial Revolution, there was a rapid increase in violent crime from around the 50s up until around the 90s when it started to fall off.
We did love a good smackdown.
And there's numerous variables that people attribute that to. One of the ones is there's been some sort of interesting things, like in 1993 in New York City was like kind of, that's like, if you watch movies from the 90s, there's so many movies about how, like, in the year 2000, like, because based on crime rates only escalating, the projected thing was like by the year 2000, LA is just going to be a complete cesspool of violence.
It'll just be a write-off.
Yeah.
It'll be a Johannesburg.
But then, like, almost magically, without any changes to policing or education. I mean, there was some stuff, but, like, it was
pretty negligible. I assume
there
was probably lots of campaigning. Would there not be?
It was pretty negligible, but, like, yeah, they had, like, the Scared Straight program and, like, people going into schools. Like, there were a lot of things.
There was, like, please, guys, stop.
Trying to curb this violence. But what ended up happening, almost by magic, is that it just stopped. It really started to, it took a sharp decline. And there are sort of numerous, like I said, people sort of take, numerous theories sort of take credit for this.
Right.
Like Mayor Giuliani had the broken windows thing.
Yeah.
Which you know about.
Yeah.
It was the whole, like,
fix windows when they break.
If a building has a broken window, pretty soon all the windows will be broken because people see the one broken window and they're like, oh, we can break those windows.
We're allowed.
So it was basically like crack down on the small crimes and it'll actually stop the big crimes from being in those areas because they'll realize.
I mean, you can see that in your own home. Once you've cleaned your kitchen, I just don't make food for like 3 weeks. That's a great looking kitchen.
Yeah.
Better not make any more food in there.
As soon as you leave a couple dishes in the sink, like, soon the whole sink's full.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that theory was one of them, but there's other interesting ones too. One of them was abortion. The legalization of abortion actually decreased violent crime.
Right, because babies are super violent.
No, but it was just like in the 90s, when abortion was legalized in the 70s, in the 90s, when all of those violent babies would have been old enough to start causing violence.
Right.
Like these babies that grew up
know,
in a bad
the image in my head is just violent babies.
Yeah, like, you know, when they're born with a knife.
a silver knife in their hand.
They got a switchblade.
I'm born, baby.
Those babies just weren't born.
Right.
So those people just didn't exist. These people that were going to be violent, like the next wave of violent youth, just weren't there.
Simply because men and obviously women had the ability to kind of plan? Is that what you're saying? Like to be like, I'm not going to be able to raise this child properly.
Yeah.
Therefore, instead of not raising it properly,
like people who, like babies who are the cause of, like, you know, sexual assaults or prostitutes and just like these babies.
That's just so funny. You keep saying the babies who are the cause of.
Yeah.
I understand what you mean, that they're going to grow up and cause these problems.
Listen, babies are cute, but most of them grow up to be dickheads. Can't we just, we got to be.
That's the thing.
Think about.
It's crazy to think about how many babies just grow up to be assholes.
Yeah. Think about anybody you hate. That person was a baby.
An adorable baby.
That person was a cute baby.
That everyone was like, there's so much for you.
Even Hitler was a baby. Hitler was a baby. He was a baby at one point.
What if we found out he wasn't?
Little baby Hitler.
Oh, that'd be great.
He just manifested.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, great, perfect.
Angry man.
Ah, we have to. None of us have to take responsibility for thinking about how humans can do stuff.
Yeah. So.
He was a monster.
But another theory.
Okay.
Is.
Here we go.
That it was all of the lead in the atmosphere that was causing these violent behaviors.
From leaded fuel from cars?
Leaded fuel from lead paint. Lead was in everything. It was, like, you talk to anybody that, like, grew up in, like, the 30s and 40s, and it was like, oh, yeah, we had lead all the time. Our cereal spoons were made of lead. We played with little toy soldiers made of lead. Light bulbs. It was in everything, like, paint in houses. Mostly paint and mostly gasoline. That was what was kind of getting it out into the air.
Into the air, right.
Because it was just in the air, and it was in everything. It was in people, like, just thousands of times more lead than should be in anybody. Because, again, of this oil company and just, like, lead lobbyists being like, nah, come on, it's great.
It'll all work out
this
just fine.
This one guy said it's fine.
Yeah, that and that to me, the main problem with that is that there it just isn't, we don't have a very good ability to abandon stuff that we find out is bad.
Yeah.
Like when we find out that lead is bad, we should all just move on to the next thing.
It was like cigarettes.
Instead of trying to maintain the status quo.
For the amount of time, like still people that smoke now. The craziest thing for me is like when you see... Like, it doesn't happen so much anymore, but when you see, like, a 20-year-old that's, like, smoking, it's like, what? You started? Like, I'm okay with people who are, like, they've smoked for their whole life.
Yeah.
They don't want to quit now because whatever. But if you're, like, 20 and you're like, eh, I'll give smoking a try.
Yeah.
What are you? What? Well,
especially because it's not cool anymore. Like, there isn't, you know, the cool kids don't smoke anymore.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
Maybe,
what it
is. At high school,
I think maybe because, like, it's again, it's the, like, toddler thing of, like, smoking is the one thing that is going to get the craziest reaction out of your parents. Like, if your parents find out you smoke, they're going to be like, what? No!
Yeah.
You can't!
Which so you better start smoking.
I think parents need to just, like, resort to making fun of their kids. Like, I feel like that's a great way to parent. Is if your kid smokes, you're like, what are you, a fucking idiot?
That's how my parents treated a lot of things. They just kept calling me an idiot is what I'm getting at.
Oh, you dummy.
No, but they had, it wasn't so much like this hatred for something. It's one thing I really appreciate about them. Everything else I don't appreciate. But the one thing I appreciate is like, that's a joke, by the way. Love them. But the one thing that they would always do is, like, with drinking or smoking, is they didn't treat it like a bad thing. They treated it like a stupid thing.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I guess.
Which is what
it is. Yeah, if you like drinking a bunch of cleaning supplies
like
and
alcohol.
Then flailing about like an idiot, great, have a good night, you weirdo.
Like alcohol's so much worse for you than so many drugs. So many of the drugs that are illegal, alcohol is, like, way worse.
Yeah, but they just... Yeah, I think I agree with that reaction thing. What if parents just freaked out about reading?
Yeah.
Which some of them do.
What are you, better than me? And then,
stop thinking about different stuff.
You can't rap. You're a white guy. Eminem.
Eminem.
So what ends up happening, I think, is that, people don't change their mind. Like, we require so much convincing now to change our societal behaviors. Like, forever, it seems. Like, my entire life. The entire time I've been on this planet, we have known explicitly that driving cars and flying airplanes and burning fossil fuels is horrible for the planet.
Yeah.
It is burning all the ozone layer. It's killing birds. We're cutting down the rainforest. Like, we know all that stuff is bad, and no one is trying to stop.
The problem is, I think the people who are making all the money off of it are also not that creative.
Yeah.
So it's like they figure out a way to make money, and they're like, I don't want to have to come up with a whole new way to make money.
Yeah.
That's going to be so hard. I'll just keep making money off my investment. The idea is that
we're
stuck in that old model that our parents used to have where it's like, I get a job, and I work at it for 50 years, and then I retire.
And then die.
Yeah, exactly. And so business people developing our resources are coming up with ways to do stuff, you know, like putting lead in stuff or fossil fuels. They're like, all right, I'm going to invest in this and we're going to do it for 200 years and then something else will happen.
Yeah.
And it's like, guess what? Now we got to change that shit over every 10 years.
Yeah.
Like our careers. we've got to get faster at changing to the next idea.
Absolutely.
And people don't want to do that because they're like, but I bought all this mining equipment.
Yeah.
I want to use
it. Well, that's the Nikola Tesla thing.
What about my fracker? I bought a fracker.
It's the Tesla thing of Nikola Tesla finding out that you can broadcast electricity. Mm-hmm. Being like, oh, yeah, there's probably a way we could get power to move through the air without needing wires. And the Tsar of Russia at the time being like, but I just bought 7 copper mines.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because I was told these wires would be a big deal. And he's like, well, we may not need wires. You know what? You're insane. Get out of my country.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's this fear.
You're a disgrace.
There's this fear that they'll have to go back to the drawing board. So they send everyone else back to theirs instead.
Yeah.
It was like, come on, guys. Let's get a little bit faster.
Just because you got the money from this doesn't mean that you are the best person to be in charge of its development.
I mean, and again, that's what makes me excited, though, because we're moving into a period where things are happening faster.
Yeah.
Crowdfunding.
We have superhero billionaires like Elon Musk who are doing the right thing.
Yeah, and that guy is, oh man, I'm getting real turned on over here. That guy is a perfect example of somebody who's like, he has two different companies right now. Like, he's so versatile. He's always moving on to another big project that
yes.
he knows we need innovation in.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I'll just make an electric car, which I saw today on the way to your house.
Yeah.
The Teslas look so sexy. Yeah. That's the smoking of the future.
Yeah.
It's not bad for you, though, but it looks so cool.
Yeah. But yeah. Being responsible is now cool. It's also, it's like also like being, I also think it's cool that being accepting is also cool. Like in high schools, like now, you know, people hating kids for being different is like, what's wrong with you?
That's cool. That's a new phase,
which I think is neat.
Yeah,
but then it also, like, obviously that can go too far as well. But
yeah, well, we don't want to accept any of those French people.
No.
You know what? For the joke, I was trying to come up with like a quick race.
Yeah,
and don't, guys, if you're just tuning in, don't ever try to come up with a quick racist joke.
Yeah,
you will find out some dark stuff
you
in your
really
own
gotta
psyche.
Think that over.
Yeah,
but it's. Yeah, I mean, that can also go too far where it's like, well, some things have to be able to be, because if everybody's like, everybody's the same, we're all the same, everything's the same. Well, that's boring. There has to be differences in people.
Well, I think instead of making it a melting pot, isn't that what Canada loves to call itself or something? Is it Canada that's like, we're a melting pot?
Well, a lot of people use that. Canada, New York City.
New York City, Canada, those two places.
Yeah.
Roughly the same size.
LA.
Almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't like the melting pot idea because it's like, guess what? We're never all going to be just like, we're never all going to melt together into one beautiful conformist. It's like,
yeah because there isn't that. We don't have a thing to unite us all. It's like, we're all united as Canadians. But also, I have my own cultural heritage.
Which is why we need aliens to invade, because then we can all be united in our shared humanity.
Yeah.
And just hate aliens.
I think it's interesting, too, that like the 1%. It's an interesting thing that I was reading about how the majority of the 1% now are heirs. Like, they've inherited the money.
Oh, so we're like back to square one or whatever.
So there's not a lot of people sitting at the top with their money that actually made that money and have any idea how to make it. They're just spenders.
So they hire other people to teach them how to keep it.
Yeah, they have people that definitely they have a whole staff because, like, at that point, when you have that much money, it's pretty hard to lose because you just have assets.
Right.
Except constant assets.
As long as the system stays in place, it allows you to keep them.
Yeah. And it's like, even if your corporation goes under, like, you still stay rich. You know, you look at the Enron people, it's like, you stay rich or you go to jail.
Yeah. Well, no, the ones that, the scapegoats go to jail.
Yeah. There's always a couple of fall guys that go to jail. Yeah. And then there's some people that just go and golf.
Ugh. Just the worst. So what we need to do is get rid of those people, and then we can get rid of the lead. Here's a question though. What do you think is future lead? What I mean by that is like, do you think like it's really easy to think back and be like, oh, lead was so bad. Like, we can't believe how stupid we are. And like make fun of the Romans for drinking out of lead and make fun of the 80s kids.
They didn't even know.
Yeah, they didn't know though. They were still developing the ideas on how
ours
to figure
will be like weird food additives.
I think I think a lot of people believe ours is going to be smartphones and like Wi-Fi and signals.
Yeah, having all these signals moving.
And I don't know. I mean, the difference is now is that we have a lot of science that we can use to think theoretically about these things.
Yeah.
We can figure out a lot of the basics. Whereas back when we were using lead in our pipes, we were still figuring out the best way to kill Gauls. You think we're going to reach
like another like transcendent point where it's like, well, they weren't able to communicate. They weren't able to develop the ability to communicate telepathically because their EMF fields are being interrupted by all this magnetic field radiation. Oh, crap,
we didn't know for the past like that there was an afterlife, but we needed that kind of signal range to be free to get the souls up there. Like, we didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for the past, like from 2000 on, all those souls are just lost.
Something
we're
like
the
that.
Only ones that actually died.
I mean, yeah, the magnetic fields and ley lines, like they must have something to do with something.
I mean, the basic assumption that always needs to be taken is that you're not getting something for free. You're not getting something for nothing. So if we're expanding into an area or
but you can be in harmony. It's possible to achieve natural harmony. Like, you don't think that that's...
I guess I'm wondering...
That's possible?
Are we bending all the waves around us for our data plans?
Yeah.
Is that in harmony?
Yeah.
I've heard people say that it messes with the bees. I don't think that's panning out.
No, that's been debunked.
Yeah. Yeah, but is there something more subtle that we don't know about that we're messing with?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Could be our
we
our
definitely
own...
know we're messing with stuff, but overtly. We're like, oh, yeah, well, basically just chopping down all these trees.
Yeah, this radiation. Like, but maybe this is going to make us better at getting used. Because radiation is the big problem with space. It's the big problem with getting off Earth.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
How do we survive?
That's the thing about the Mars trip. Everybody's like really excited about this Mars trip, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere. Because NASA doesn't even know how to get people to Mars without having them cooked.
Yeah.
From the inside out by radiation on the way there.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if this Mars one
trip
is bigger.
People always think of space as like this cold place where it's like...
Oh. Because of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And like Firefly, like any show that has space in it where you're just like...
It's this cold open place.
Yeah, it's just
place.
Like empty.
And it's like, yeah, but you don't realize like when you're in a direct line with the sun without an atmosphere, it doesn't matter if you're further away from the sun than Earth.
Yeah.
You are in a you're in a plasma beam.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of a laser beam shooting you. So much radiation is bombarding you constantly. You are just going to melt.
Yeah, the space is full of things, just things that we can't use.
It's like, why do you think spacesuits have to have so much shielding? You think because it's cold? No, they have gold on the lens because the amount of light, and it's 1,000 degrees in the sun and -1,000 in the shade. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I kind of think... I disagree with people on the fear of cell phone, and maybe we'll find out later, because it's the cell phone signals are a non-ionizing radiation, like the stuff, the signal coming out of it is non-ionizing. So as far as our understanding is concerned, it's not going to generate cancer akin to like,
I like that you said cancer in the way that cancer is often said. It's just like scary cancer. cancer.
I hesitated to, like, I had to load the word. I was like, it's not going to, you know, generate like. Cancer. Boo.
Yeah, it's bad. Cancer
this is our Halloween-themed episode. What I think our current lead might be is sugar.
Yeah.
Because the sugar lobby is acting the same way that the way you describe the lead lobby or the oil
refined
lobby.
Refined sugar, like artificial
and
sugars.
Just sweetening things in general. If you've seen Katie Couric's documentary Fed Up, she talks about even the artificial sugar that's not... Like calorie, like fat-free sugar or whatever, like calorie-free,
that
no calorie
sugar. That's even worse.
It's worse because it's the same trigger in your body.
It's ethylene.
But
there's been a whole.
So is,
that's the thing. It's like the
right.
The FDA like
right.
acceptable.
What
levels,
you were saying earlier.
Acceptable
levels
of ethyl alcohol in your system, which is what those artificial sweeteners have, and the bonds in the lab when they test like something like aspartame, the bonds of the ethylene are easier to. They're harder to break, but once they're in your body, it breaks down, and the ethylene
right
up in your system. Blah blah blah. Same thing. Now, I think aspartame has been proven to be fine. I think. Pretty sure. But again, like...
The last doctor
it's just one of those, like, you can't...
Yeah.
It's one of those non-trustable
Well,
sciences.
The last doctor the last doctor I talked to said, sugar when you're young, aspartame when you're old. Because it's like, sugar when you're young because you've got your whole life ahead of you. Aspartame, it doesn't matter because you're going to die soon anyway.
Yeah, by the time you build up...
Like, oh, boy.
By the time you build up enough to do any harm,
yeah,
you don't... You'll be fine.
100 other things will have done harm.
Yeah.
Like how old your brain is or your heart.
Which is why we need the bodily... we need that table from Elysium.
Yes. And nothing else from Elysium. Like none of the plot or the...
Just the
technology. Please.
Not the whole class system. Just the ability to regenerate ourselves.
But I mean, even natural sugar is part of the problem. It's just like our constant use of sugar in food.
Yeah, we're not supposed to have that much.
No. And right now we're stuck having so much of it. Like, and I think 100 years from now we're going to look back and laugh at us.
Be like, man, they loved sweet stuff.
They just ate spoons of sugar all day sometimes.
Yeah.
They were crazy.
It's like
back
the
then.
Old, like, just like you look at like olden times when it's like molasses was like a treat. Or like,
yeah.
Like milk and honey was like a very common thing. Just like,
oh man,
sweetening milk with honey and then drinking that. And it was also kind of a funny, like, gender thing too when you look back. It was like in like Japanese and stuff and like Asian societies, sweets were like a girl thing. It was like, oh, it's something you give a girl when you're trying to sleep with her. As a man, no, you don't get to have a sweetness. Eat this beetle and go cut that guy's arm off.
Which, like, I have problems with just because I don't like eating beetles and I really like sweet things.
Yeah.
And I like people buying me sweet things when they try to sleep with me.
Yeah, sure.
Ladies, maybe I'm a girl.
Ladies, get me some cupcakes.
Ladies, cupcakes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be sugar.
I think it's definitely sugar, but like right now, because we're already starting to realize
it
and
is.
Make
it's
fun
one
of
those things
other.
When it's like, what are we doing? Like, yeah. Pop, like soda, the amount of.
You just look around at the U.S. and you're just like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh, humans shouldn't be like this.
Whoa, humans are not supposed to look like this.
This is why you can't have free healthcare. There's no way to fix this damage you're doing to yourself. The system.
That would be more honest if a politician was like, I love the idea of free healthcare. Obamacare is great.
Here's the thing.
I'm going to lobby against it, though, because we can't afford it all, you fat idiots.
Yeah, there's so much wrong with all of you. Like, free healthcare would be fine if you took care of yourselves from the beginning. So it was like, yeah, it's free for stuff like a car accident or like, you know, you fell down and broke your arm. But when it's just
like a prejudiced healthcare system.
Yeah, when it's like, oh, you've ravaged your body with horrible stuff that you shouldn't put in it. Well, no, we're not going to help you.
Yeah, but then you got the smokers and everything. Or like, I think it's funny because when you think of healthcare, you're like, yeah, why isn't your healthcare just free? That's so dumb. We've got free healthcare in Canada. It's like, yeah, Canada has 10 people in it.
Yeah, it's so small.
Of course we can all have free healthcare.
And all of us have to pay like $800 a month.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You still have to pay MSP. Like, it's not that free.
That's true. Or at least in BC. It will be in Alberta. It will be expensive in Alberta one day.
Yeah.
Now that oil's going all funky.
Oh, boy. How exciting.
Something I'm looking forward to. I think maybe oil could be another lead, even though leaded oil used to be leaded oil. Like, I think oil itself
is lead, and then oil itself is now. Well, that's what I was talking about. It's like, you know, we've been burning these fossil fuels, like I said, for the whole time that I've been alive. We know it's bad, and we're just like, yeah, but
I know, like, especially
still like it.
Yeah, like, everybody, just pause and think about it. Like, look at the street when you're waiting for your bus or something, and like, look at all the cars, just with tubes in the back of them, just spewing out garbage.
Not to mention all the dirt, like,
and think about how silly that is.
One thing that's kind of crazy about, like, you know how, like, when you touch the road, it's like really dirty.
Yeah,
like, oh, where did all that dirt, quote-unquote, come from.
The soot.
That is people's brakes. Brake pads.
Really?
Oh. Your brake pads, when you're braking in your car, the pad is rubbing on a piece of metal,
right.
And little bits of that pad are flying off. So there's actually, like, all of that dust and garbage that's on the road is from cars braking.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I what I'm excited about is the future when Elon Musk takes over and we all, you know, bow before him.
He becomes our emperor.
Which I'd be fine with, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Because we'd have super fast trains everywhere and electric cars.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I believe in the next 50 years, cities are going to get a lot quieter and smell a lot different.
Yeah.
As we start to really just abandon oil, especially when the price starts to, like when he gets that new battery factory open, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
That thing's pumping out so many car batteries. Now the price for electric cars starts to, like, tank.
Yeah.
And then everybody's just going to jump onto those.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be the rich people now. It'll be like lobster, but the opposite. Lobster used to be for poor people. Now it's for rich people.
Yeah.
Electric cars for rich people
right
now.
Lobster used to be for poor people?
Yeah. Poor British people used to eat lobster. If you think about it, it's just like bugs from the ocean. It's super gross.
They are pretty gross.
But something I can't. Don't quote me on this because I think it was like a shortage or something that led to the price going up and then rich people being like, ooh, not too many people can have this bug.
Yeah. How exquisite.
How exquisite.
Oh, and then it was just controlled by the market.
Yeah.
It's like diamonds.
And then it turned into a rich thing.
Diamonds are very common.
Yeah. Diamonds aren't rare at all.
Yeah.
It's just we're the worst.
It's just crystallized carbon.
We're the worst people.
It's all over the goddamn place. And then it was like De Beers just set up the whole idea of like, nope, diamonds are very expensive and you got to buy one for your lady when you get married.
We need companies to just like...
Oh, you're in love? You better get a diamond though.
We need like predatory companies. Companies that like just set up and then sell diamonds for like a dollar.
Yeah.
And just like destroy the market.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be profitable for them, but it's just like, just because. Just because we think it's dumb, so we're just ruining the market.
Now. Oh, that'd be so great. I wish I had enough money to do that. Just ruin the market on certain things.
I think I would do that on stuff.
Yeah.
Man, people are not going to like me in the future if I get any money and I just go around like destroy. It's like people are like, yeah, but I was building a life off of that. I'm like, no, you're not. Now you got to do something else.
Nope. It's been too big for too long.
Yeah.
Well, I think with diamonds, though, it would be all about destroying the cultural, basically, the diamond market relies on the idea that when people get married, you have to buy a diamond for your lady.
Yeah.
And she's got to show that diamond to the other ladies down at the hair salon and say, look at my fella.
Yeah.
Boy, does he ever make the money.
We got to maintain that nice, nice sexist status quo.
And it's like, if you are a girl who like doesn't have a diamond, it's like, oh, I bet your husband is the worst. He's obviously a real piece of garbage. Oh, but he treats me so well and he's a great cook.
Probably not, though.
I don't care. Yeah. My husband bought me this diamond. Sure, he hits me a lot, but I have a diamond.
Why does she sound like the 30s guy?
Everybody sounds like that.
Well, everybody with old-fashioned values should definitely sound like that, just so we can identify their old-fashioned values.
Yeah, this is an audio podcast, so I can't like show you an old-timey lady.
But it definitely sounded like an old-timey man.
He sure hits me a lot.
There it is. That's what I was asking for.
Yeah, okay. You want me to do the lady voice. I get it.
If we're gonna
Oh boy.
If we're gonna conclude it, how do I feel about lead? Thanks for all the help, lead.
Yeah.
Now get out of my house.
Lead is basically like, thanks for paving the way to this, like, it's the first one. In this thing where we were like, this was in stuff, and
now
it was horrible,
yeah.
And we realized that it shouldn't be, and how hard it was to get it out of stuff. And I don't know why we did not learn from that and are now acting on it with so many other things.
Or maybe we have learned from it, but we got to learn faster now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that lead is good because it has promoted that idea of like, yeah, it's bad. We got to get it out of stuff. But there's always going to be people fighting against...
Yep.
Something, people with money on the line, because they don't want to believe. It's that matter of like, you know, if somebody told you, say you really like coffee, somebody told you like, coffee, you can't, it's really, really bad. We just found out caffeine is really bad. I would be the first one to be like, no, but I really like it.
That's my, I agree with you. That was a good point to bring up because for me, it's like a lot of people are talking about how bad consuming meat all the time is for the world. And it's like, look, your science, to be honest, your science is sound. I'm still going to eat meat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just really like it.
I'm really sorry, planet.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, my argument against meat, not eating meat, is like, that's not on me. It's not on me that the world got so screwed up.
Yeah.
Because everybody eats meat.
Don't take my toys away.
We're still supposed to eat meat. Our body's designed to eat meat.
Yeah.
Just because the infrastructure we've set up around eating meat is horrible and it's destroying the planet.
You guys figure out a way to make meat still while I continue to still eat meat.
Yeah.
And let's just hope everything works out.
Yeah. I mean,
everything kind of is working out. I think we got some.
There was
stuff
that book by that lady who decided she would only eat meat that she caught. You ever see that?
No.
It was a book. It was a woman. It was pretty cool. She was living in an urban
area.
By
chapter three, was she just eating people? Homeless people?
No, it was just like a lot of squirrels and like pigeons and stuff that she caught in the city.
See, that's not a great idea.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably pretty unhealthy. Raccoons.
Just like, was one of the chapters about all the cool different kinds of parasites she had?
Yeah, she died. That's the end of it.
She died.
Anyway, everybody, so thank you so much for listening once again. This episode was a bit of a downer, I guess.
We'll take a quick, since it is a downer already, let's take a quick 2 seconds of silence for all of the fallen workers who just unwittingly poison themselves constantly with lead so that we could have cars and toys.
And other things. 2 minutes? That's too long.
No, 2 seconds, I said. We just did.
Oh, okay. That was about
that was the 2 seconds, yeah.
All right.
Thanks for your service, you crazy kooks.
And thank you to our listeners. We will... talk to you soon.
Bye.
We'll talk at you soon.
We'll talk around you.
Bye.